bodies. We saw that the great wisdom traditions maintain that individuals have several major states of consciousness. These include the waking state, the dream state, and the dreamless deep sleep state. Behind all of those is the ever-present witness capable of observing each of those states in a conscious, wakeful fashion, which liberates us from identifying with any of them individual, freeing us from the pain and torment of a narrow, partial, broken identity, and opening us to an identity with the all, our supreme identity, our great perfection. Now, the traditions also maintain that each of those consciousness states, or each of those minds, to speak generally, is correlated with a matter energy state, known as a body. So the important point here is that each mind has a body. The waking state, or mind, has a gross physical body, which Buddhism calls the mnemonikaya. The dream state, or mind, has a subtle luminous body, which Buddhism calls the sambhogakaya. And a deep dreamless state, or mind, has a causal formless body, which Buddhism calls the dharmakaya. And then the pure non-dual witnessing state, which can be aware of all three of them, can pull them all together, and thus has an integrating body, which Buddhism calls the svabhavikakaya. The importance of these bodies is that they show that consciousness is always anchored in a concrete, direct, and immediate matter-energy state, or a real body. So it's more accurate to speak of a gross body-mind, a subtle body-mind, and a causal body-mind. And you guessed it, the consciousness or mind aspect is the upper left, and the matter, energy, or body aspect is the upper right. Consciousness, like any left-hand quadrant entity, doesn't have simple location. Where is love located? Or understanding? Or logical thinking? Or insight? Or satori? You can't directly put your finger on it, can you? But you can locate the gross physical body. You can see it directly, right here. And likewise with subtle and causal energy bodies. Even though they are harder to see, being more subtle, they exist in fields of energetic networks, enveloping the physical gross body with a field of subtle energy, which itself is enveloped in a field of causal energy. All of them objects of the pure non-dual witness. It's like a radio program you're listening to. There are two major parts. There's the information that you are receiving, what is actually being said and talked about on the program, the actual information being conveyed, its mind, so to speak. But that radio program itself is delivered to the radio on a series of radio waves, an energy component, its body. And without both of them, you won't receive the program. The same is true of awareness or consciousness itself. It has at least these two components, upper left and upper right. So you want to keep that in mind. Both of these components, the spectrum of consciousness states in the upper left and the spectrum of energy states in the upper right, both of them are necessary for your awareness, as are, integral theory adds, the two lower quadrants as well. But this is important to stop any reductionism from occurring. Scientific materialists are always trying to reduce consciousness states to material brain states, and idealists are always trying to reduce material brain states to mind and consciousness states. Both are equally important. They arise together, and they evolve together. And this is also important because you can take up exercises to practice either one of these correlative aspects. You can take up meditation, for example, to practice the getting into consciousness states. And you can take up subtle energy practices to get into subtle and causal bodies. Practices like Tai Chi Chuan, Qigong, Aikido, Reiki, tantric practices, and so on. Both of these are part of an integral life practice. So such are our many bodies, vehicles of our great perfection.